Let's go ahead and move right on to our weekly segment, the Daniel Jones Court. Daniel Jones' entire season is an audition to be the long-term answer. Jones is 7-4. However, until a new contract is signed, the jury is still out.
Not a great game for Daniel Jones here, man. He did have a few nice throws, but at the end of the day, I'm not sure if it was the coaching or what, but I just can't feel confident when the quarterback's only throwing 120 yards. Isn't that what he had?
228 and a touchdown, no turnovers for 60% completion rating. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, wait, hold on. How much of that was in garbage time after the game was out of reach?
I don't care.
I do.
You got one drive. They were down two scores there at the end. They moved the ball down the field, bring the game within 8 points. So that last drive, yeah, they're down two scores, not a lot of time left. But, you know, 228, 21 for 35, that's 60%. Only 14 rushing yards. So, again, we go back to coaching. You know, where are the designed runs? The run game's not working. 39 yards for Saquon. We got to get DJ going. The play calls obviously weren't there for that. But, you know, he did in the end throw for 228 yards. These are numbers that at the beginning of the year were numbers that were good enough when we didn't turn the ball over to win football games. But, you know, we've said it a bunch of times here. You're playing with replacement players. You're playing with no wide receivers outside of Darius Slayton that plan to be with the team this year. And remember, he's another guy that beginning of the year wasn't looking like someone that was going to be a key contributor. And for the season, you know, Daniel Jones is over 2,000 yards. 64.6%, so he's thrown for over 60%. You know, these are things that we've seen improvement on. You know, his touchdown to interception ratio, 10 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, 450 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns on the ground, 1 fumble for the year. The fumble-itis that he suffered from, you know, the first few years would have been enough this year. We wouldn't need to hold this court. It would be he's done. But he turned that around. You know, I don't put this one all on him. I put this on we didn't have the guys out there to be competitive. Guys are hurt. We had some bad situations on the field that, you know, you got to put on the coaches. So maybe for the first time this year, we saw some growing pains from Coach Daboll as a first-year head coach. And, you know, I don't think all on Daniel Jones. I think the lack of a run game here is what led to us being down, you know, 2 scores going into that last drive.
Rahway, finally some logic from someone on this podcast. How can we possibly say that Saquon is the be-all, end-all, and he's the reason that's driving this team, and yada, 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 and in 2 back-to-back games where he has less than 40 yards rushing, that Daniel Jones is still somehow the problem? Like, am I on crazy pills?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck do you want?
Listen, is it too much to ask for my quarterback to have 300 yards and 3 touchdowns like fucking Mike White?
Okay, so do you really think that Mike White on this team, on this roster, would put up the same statistics? Also, mind you, 3 weeks ago, when we talked about David Mills, or whatever the hell his name is for the Texans, Davis Mills, excuse me, Bench City, bye-bye, he put up 300 plus yards, and we're like, well, you know, what would you want? You know, 300 yards in a losing effort, or the Daniel Jones stats? And we were like, well, Daniel Jones, because the team won. Now all of a sudden, oh, no, well, we need him to have 300 yard plus games. Look at what's happening on the field. What the fuck?
But we're still only putting up 20 points a game, man. It's unacceptable. So when's the last time this team scored 30? Yes, that's a quarterback stat.
Potentially a millennium ago.
Yes, over 1,000 days.
Do you really think that Daniel Jones is even in the top 3 problems of why this Giants offense?
No, but I don't think he's good enough to not justify not being upgraded still.
Again, what are we looking at from an upgrade standpoint? The draft is a complete crapshoot. You have to trade up to get a guy if you want. What free agents are out there that are a clear upgrade? Like, tell me, give me a solution here.
Honestly, Jimmy Garoppolo's sounding a lot better.
Jimmy Garoppolo would get eaten alive behind this offensive line. He can't move the way that Daniel Jones can move.
Yeah, but Daniel can't pass the way that Jimmy G does.
Jimmy G is currently throwing to a literally all Madden team. Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, behind an offensive line that features two very good tackles. Like, what? And I don't understand in what world that Jimmy Garoppolo would even look like the mediocre person that he is now.
But are they, not the same player? I'm talking about from a left, like, all right, here's Jimmy Garoppolo is a top 10 quarterback right now.
What?
Daniel Jones, top 20 quarterback.
Are you looking at some statistics as saying that, or is that your eye test? Is that your
feeling? It's a little bit of both. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo is more closer to the middle of the road right now, but still.
100% middle of the
road. How many yards per game do you think Jimmy G has this year compared to Daniel Jones?
250 versus 190.
238 to 197.
Wow, I was close.
So, you know, we're right at about 200. Jimmy G does not have 450 rushing yards. So I got to agree with Mac. This guy's running for it. He's running for his life.
All right. So, let's talk about it. What are you willing to pay? Because I got a number right now that I'm okay with him. I really don't think he's a long term answer. All so, right,
disciple, then you led us to the well. You know how it goes. Season were to end today. You're Joe Shane.
All right. The most I last week I was really, really down on Daniel. I'm still not totally sold, but I do think that he could possibly be the bridge to the next quarterback. I think a 3-year deal worth $17 million a year is right around the most I'd pay. And I think anything over that is an overpay.
I think that's a bit wild. $17 million? For your starting quarterback for a 3-year deal. No way Daniel Jones takes that deal.
All right, so he can go. You're going to go to the Steelers? You're going to go to the Colts, the Texans?
Yeah, he'll go to all of those places and look stupid.
Bullshit.
All right, Tommy, what do you got?
I looked on SPOTrack.com and saw they're saying in the neighborhood of $62 million a year. $62 million over 3 years for an average of about 21. I think that's more realistic. I think if you offer him under 20, he's on his way to Houston or Indianapolis. Ryan Tannehill number was 4 years, 118, which is almost 30 mil per. I think that's way too much. I think I'm closer to the 62 million that they're projecting there. So I'm going to say about a 3-year deal, anywhere from that 21 to 23 million, and that's it.
And you're okay with it.
And I'm okay. That's it. We're right there.
All right. Let's hear what Mac has to say since he's the salary cap guru. Fucking Kevin Abrams over here.
Don't call me Kevin Abrams. That's disrespectful. Although he is still with the organization, but I digress. I would take that deal, Rahway, but also it's a clear franchise tag. We're overthinking it. Who cares how much money it is in a single year? It ain't our money. And the Giants shouldn't be in the deep end of the
free agent.
What do you say? Like, that he shouldn't.
You're going to franchise tag him?
Yes. Yes.
For 40 plus.
It's not going to be 40 plus. It'll be like 32 million.
No. Think about all these quarterbacks getting paid. I think it's going to be more than that, dude.
I believe the cap number is already out for the 2023 franchise tag for quarterbacks. And I believe Roadhouse can stat and correct us, but I'm pretty sure it's in the 30 to 33 million. And to find out.
But that's an overpay.
Who cares? We're supposed to find out
this season, Mac.
31.4 for the franchise.
Sign it, lock me in, 31 mil, 100%.
So
$31 million.
You can trade.
What if he says a lot of money to find out if Daniel Jones is the guy for the next 10 years?
We should
have found out already. I would rather overpay him for 1 year and be sure, then move on, then let him walk and see him turn into a top 10 quarterback with another organization. That opportunity cost is way too high. He deserves one more year for this team to not be as much of a dumpster fire. And with that, gentlemen, the court is adjourned.